Welcome into World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea, your humble host of this fine, fine program. Find me on Twitter at NateWST. Find us on Twitter at World Soccer Talk, at Sports Byline USA for updates on this show. Thanks for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. And you beautiful, beautiful listeners of this show, keep up the good work in the Twitter sphere. Get involved with this thing. Make it your show. I have loved bantering with some of you over the last few days. Whether it's the love mail, whether it's the hate mail, I want to get involved in the conversation with you. So get at me at NateWST and at World Soccer Talk. Did anything big happen over the footballing weekend down in Chile or up in British Columbia in Canada? Oh, that's right. Just got a text from Carly Lloyd saying, Nate, yeah, I scored one of the greatest hat tricks in World Cup history. Carly Lloyd with a performance for the ages. Come on, you American women. What a win. Redemption over the Japanese. World Cup champions, the United States. 5-2 over Japan. 4 goals inside 16 minutes, including a hat trick from the now legendary Carly Lloyd III. Forget David Beckham. Forget Charlie Adam. Forget Luis Suarez. Forget all the other players over the years, Xabi Alonso, a few others that have scored goals from beyond the halfway line, from over 50 yards. None of those goals have ever been in a World Cup final. Carly Lloyd with one of the all-time greatest moments in World Cup final history on the men's or women's side. Congratulations to Reading's own Megan Rapinoe out distributing, doing her magic up there in Canada all tournament long. Congrats to Jill Ellis. How about that killer instinct now? Congrats to Chile, my pick to win Copa America. They did it with a dramatic penalty shootout victory over Argentina. And what a guest we've got lined up for you today. Brian McBride, U.S. soccer legend Brian McBride, joining us in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio on the other side of this break. And Kartik Krishnayar will be with us a little bit later talking about the United States women. It's World Soccer Talk Radio. Back with you after this on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a 2-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from 7 different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus all of the games from those leagues that are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Our first guest in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio is one of the greatest players in USA history. It is Mr. Brian McBride. Brian, how you doing, sir? Welcome to the show.
Very good, Nate. Thank you for having me.
So before we get into all sorts of good stuff relating to the CONCACAF Gold Cup and your playing career and the All-State Gold Cup Trophy Tour, got to ask you, where were you watching the Women's World Cup final yesterday? Take us through your viewing of the incredible showing from the U.S. women.
Well, it's actually pretty funny because I'm down here in Dallas, and so I had a flight that started basically when the second half was going to be starting. So I was thinking, okay, I need to change this flight and get to the airport, start watching it. Of course, one goal goes in, then two goals go in, and I'm like, I might not have to change it. This result might be over early. And, of course, as it kept going, what a way to start the game with the attitude and the execution. And so the second half I did miss because I was in flight, but I watched the first half and at the Chicago Airport.
And how would you sum up, besides World Cup champions, how would you sum up this 2015 U.S. women's team, Brian?
Well, I think you got a chance to see what a strong defense can do. It provides the platform for you to be able to improve and not press things, not try to go outside of what you're capable of, and allow yourself to get into a rhythm. A few little changes and tweaks that Jill made, some were, of course, through suspension, just really paid off. Just a really strong team performance throughout, and that became from the base of the back four. And of course,
everyone wondering where that killer instinct was. Well, I guess they saved up for the final. What an incredible showing yesterday, and a huge congratulations to the U.S. Women's National Team. And what a birthday for Reddy. In California's finest one, Megan Rapinoe. Tip of the cap to all of you fantastic ladies. Come on, USA Women's World Cup champions 2015. So, Brian, the focus from a U.S. soccer standpoint immediately shifts to the Gold Cup and the United States men's national team. Talk about, in your view, what Jurgen Klinsmann has going for him with this squad going in to Copa Oro and what he has perhaps going against him as well.
Wow. I think there's a lot of positives. And if you look at the results coming to it, of course, in Holland and Germany, the result in Holland being a fortuitous one, probably, but the one in Germany, very, very strong second half and something you'd want to see. You've got to think that they're coming in with a lot of confidence. You add in the fact that now Clint's back in the team and so is Josie. You are about to see what we're almost at a complete strength of this team.
Well, and Brian, I hear some alarms going off in the background. Funny, I was going to talk to you a little bit later here about your time with the Chicago Fire. It sounds like there's a fire alarm going off in the background, but everybody's safe at your hotel right now, correct, sir?
Yes, everybody's safe. They're testing the fire alarms. Don't you love these impromptus?
I love that they knew exactly when we were going to be having this interview. Thank you. Thank you very much, good folks at Brian McBride's Hotel. But hey, getting right back in to the Gold Cup here upcoming. I don't know if I've ever seen a deeper field going in to a Gold Cup, whether it's Honduras, whether it's Mexico coming off a real bitter taste from Copa America. Of course, Costa Rica after, you know, nearly making the semifinals of the World Cup last summer. I don't think I've ever seen a deeper field in any Gold Cup. Who do you view from a U.S. standpoint as the most dangerous opponent for Jurgen Klinsmann and the U.S. boys?
Well, I still think it's Mexico. Even though the strength of CONCACAF has continued to grow and you've got a lot of quality players in those teams that you're talking about in those countries, but the expectation for me is that it'll be U.S. and Mexico going into the final. I think anything short of that for the U.S. would be a bit of a disappointment. But like you said, the challenges are there. There's a lot of quality in the competition. There's no longer the need to bring in a Brazil or somebody to sort of spice up the event, which is a great sign for our federation, our confederation, CONCACAF, and the growth that's going on there.
What do you see the biggest keys to winning it all for the USA are, Brian McBride?
Well, I think we need to have some more consistency in the back. I think if we're going to win this Gold Cup this year, we're going to need to make sure that we don't get spread out. I think there's been a lot of gaps, especially out there on the right-hand side when Timothy Chandler is in. Figuring out the continuity, having the pace to make up ground in the back. Those are the things I think that you come into this tournament, and I'd love to see it when we walk away from it, that we have a better understanding of who's going to be the players we can count on, but also better understanding between that group themselves.
I love it, Brian. You were a phenomenal striker in your career, phenomenal man up top as a forward and a target man. And whether it's the U.S. women or the U.S. men, you put all the focus or most of the focus on the back line. You say that was the biggest key to success for the U.S. women, and it is going to be the biggest key to success for the U.S. men in the Gold Cup. So I got to throw this back to you. If you were the manager of the U.S. men's national team, who would be your center back pairing, Brian?
Who would be my center back pairing? That's a very good one. I think there's nobody who's really stood out in that the person that I would say that needs to have the spot completely. If I was honest, I think that there are some better options, not better options, but options in MLS that can fit into that spot. Then it's a tough question because what Jurgen is trying to do, I don't know exactly if he feels some of the guys that he left off aren't necessarily the right fit, but I think that he's still trying to figure that out. And going into this competition, you know, we saw DeMarcus Beasley's name on there. But, oh, my gosh, he's going to be coming back in, and then he wasn't in. You knew that there might not be just the need and look to count on experience. And certainly he feels comfortable with the back four or the defenders that he's brought in that can fill that back four. I'd love to have seen Jonathan Spector get called in. I think he's a very versatile player. His health is back to where it can be. He can be a very effective and positive influence on the ball, which he's very good with, but also a strong defender.
So, Brian, tell us a little bit about the All-State Gold Cup Trophy Tour, which you're going to be a part of.
Yeah, it's something that's it's really cool. You know, All-State's been a sponsor of U.S. soccer for a long time, and now they're a sponsor of the Gold Cup, which they are the official protector of the Gold Cup Trophy. So everybody that has watched the Stanley Cup trophy being brought out with the white glove experience. That's the same thing that's going to be happening with us, taking it around to seven different cities, venues, At the same time, they'll be able to take pictures with it at the Allstate tent before the games. I will be there at the one tomorrow taking pictures and signing autographs too, if you'd like. And then, what I think is really the special thing, that Allstate does is, we have a community outreach aspect to it. So later today I'll be, going out to surprise one of the local clubs and, run a little fun little clinic with some games. And then at the end, Allstate provides them new jerseys, new uniforms and new equipment. It's a really special time for the kids and for us to get to see the joy on their faces.
We're here with Brian McBride in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. We're back with you after this on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Gol TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a 2-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from 7 different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus, all of the games from those leagues that are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
We're here with Brian McBride in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. Brian, I am known to get quite nostalgic on this show, and I've really been looking forward to having you on, and we got to talk now about your playing career and asking a true U.S. soccer fan to tell you their favorite Brian McBride moment or memory. I mean, it's like asking an old hippie to tell you their favorite Grateful Dead song. I mean, there's so many to choose from, and for some folks, they might even blend together a bit. So there, that analogy carries on even further. So, Brian, I'm going to throw out a few moments to you from your career, and what I want you to do is just tell us the first few things that come to mind when you hear these or think back to these moments. We're going to start in South Korea in June of 2002. I watched this one last night getting ready for this interview. USA 3, Portugal 2, the third goal scored by one Brian McBride on one of the greatest crosses in U.S. men's national team history from one Tony Sané. When you think back to that opener of the 2002 World Cup, that 3-2 victory over the heavily favored Portuguese side, what goes through your mind, Brian?
So many things. The first thing that goes through my mind is exactly that. The ball was just laid on a platter for me, and I drifted off my defender, and I just had to make sure I made contact. After that, so many things. I knew exactly where my family was. That's why I made that outrageous face and was so excited. Isn't that funny? The alarm keeps coming back on. And then, you know, quite honestly, we were holding on at the end. So the whole experience is very vivid to me. But yes, it all comes down to the ball played in. It was just such a perfect ball.
Well, Tony Sané did so many things in that 2002 World Cup and definitely deserved an all-tournament selection. And thanks to you, Brian, for bearing with us here and dealing with that alarm situation.
Well, I appreciate you bearing
trip
with
down memory lane. It's never easy in the radio world. We battle through. All right, we stick in South Korea in June of 2002. You know where we're going next. USA 2, Mexico 0. You score the opener in that one in the round of 16 against Mexico. When you think back to that famous 2-0 Fiesta World Cup edition, what do you think of first?
I think about Claudio just screaming at me. Once I put the ball down, I was, you know, going to move forward. And we normally didn't take quick free kicks. You know, we put the ball down, get everybody in the box, and Claudio just screaming, "Play it," as he's overlapping. you know, Josh Wolf running about 7 yards past the near post, which, you know, normally you wouldn't do, and then just playing this unbelievably perfectly placed ball, but also paced ball, where I could just stride onto it and find the right spot to score it.
You know, I'll never forget watching that match, Brian, as a young kid, and I was in my hometown of Watsonville, and I was watching it with a Mexican family, close family friends, the Sanguinos, back in Watsonville, and I'll never forget Fernando and Ruben's dad yelling as you guys took the quick free kick, "It's still rolling! It's still rolling! You can't do that!" Do you think the ball was still rolling when the quick free kick was taken?
No way was it rolling. What's he talking about? That's too funny.
Okay, we go
That's
to
the first
2006,
time I've heard that. That is
Kaiserslautern, Germany. USA 1, Italy 1. You guys were the only team, I mean, despite a disappointing 2006 World Cup, one of the most incredible things that we took away from it, the USA were the only team to not get beat by Italy, and were unlucky to not win that game, one of the wildest World Cup games in USA history. And, of course, for you, the elbow from De Rossi that saw him red carded, that incredible image of the bloody face. You go back in showing the ultimate toughness. God, what goes through your mind when you think back to that Italy game from the 2006 World Cup in Germany, Brian?
It was a roller coaster, I'm telling you. And when we went up a man, it was like, okay, we got to take it to him. And then, you know, even been down a man, it was one of those where at the end, I was so proud to be a part of that team walking off the field. The commitment that everybody showed, working for each other. I also think about, you know, why in the heck was I thinking to try and shoot near post on Gigi Buffon? You know, never going to be able to get it there. Even didn't even matter because it went wide. And then, countless times it goes through my head where when DeMarcus actually scores, but I was interfering, and rightfully so, by the way the rules stated then, that I was interfering with the goalkeeper. But rules now, that would be a goal. We would have won the game.
I'll never forget celebrating with my father when DeMarcus Beasley scored, and it took I think like 20 or 30 seconds for the networks. I think we were watching the Univision broadcast. I've seen the old ESPN tapes, and you guys celebrated for God, it must have been 20 or 30 seconds. That was one of the harshest come downs as a soccer fan, of realizing that the offside flag had been raised and it was still 1-1, and the second goal from DeMarcus got taken off the board. But yeah, as you say, a roller coaster. Look that one up. Go down memory lane. June of 06, USA 1, Italy 1. What an unbelievable evening that was in Kaiserslautern. All right, I got an interesting one here for you, Brian. I was at this game cheering on my beloved San Jose Earthquakes at the cozy confines of Buckshaw Stadium in the summer of 2009. You were in your second-to-last season, I believe, in your playing career, playing for the Chicago Fire. A 3-3 draw, an absolute cracker between the Fire and the Quakes. You're up front, and off the bench in the second half for the Fire comes Gatemo Blanco, and it was the most sublime sight watching a U.S. legend and a Mexico legend link up for one of the greatest goals that I've ever seen you score. Great left foot turn with the left foot and a blast from about 20 straight into the corner off an unbelievable header, an assist from Blanco. What do you remember about that game, and what do you remember about linking up with Gatemo Blanco in those couple of years with the Fire?
Yeah, it's pretty funny because, you know, you never know what's going to go on first training. But as we're a walk on the field, it was like we're teammates. Certainly he's a player that you despise to play against. But when you play with him, you know he can find you with any ball in any situation. So, I remember that goal. I actually remember the setting. He came on. He actually was pretty upset he wasn't starting. Anyways, and so he's a little bit more motivated than some games, and just sort of took over. He had so many little nice touches and nice balls, and then, of course, put that ball into me. So it was one of those experiences that you never thought would happen, but once it happened, it just was seamless. It wasn't a big deal at all.
Well, you talk about Gatemo himself being a little upset that he wasn't starting. Can't tell you how upset the thousands of Mexican fans who showed up at Buckshaw Stadium were once they saw the lineups that day, going, what? We paid for these tickets and Blanco's not even playing. But lo and behold, comes out for the second half, and you guys were absolutely outstanding partnering up in that second half. One of the greatest matches I've ever taken in person. Bobby Convey was on the score sheet that day. Arturo Alvarez also for the Earthquakes. 3-3 draw at Buckshaw Stadium in the summer of 09 between Chicago and San Jose. All right, I got to ask you now about your time at Fulham and what FFC means to you. And in particular, when you go to Craven Cottage, when you make your return to Craven Cottage and you see that sports bar at Craven Cottage and you see the name of it, the sports bar renamed McBride's. Talk about what that means to you and what Fulham Football Club means to you, Brian.
Well, it's certainly such a special spot for me. You know, by the time I left there, it was just very deep connection, I guess, is probably the easiest way to put it. Deep connection between not only the staff but the fans, and one that I never expected to happen. I certainly didn't expect the bar to be named after me, but something I'll cherish forever. It is surreal when I first walked in there. I walked in there with my wife. We had just come down. It wasn't open, so we've yet to be in there with fans. It was sort of a day where we was put together for the group, for the team. That was actually a family day before the season started. So pretty darn amazing how well they did it. Some of the things I look at, the quotes they have up on my car. Did I say that? one I'm very proud of, and is I don't know when they're ever going to change the name. I'm sure sometime they will, but until then, I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, if they change it ever, hopefully they change it to another American. They'll rename it Dempsey's with that great American legacy. Or maybe even they'll rename it Boca Negra's, the great American connection over there in London with Fulham Football Club. Brian McBride, it has been an absolute pleasure and a privilege having you here on World Soccer Talk Radio. I hope we can do it again sometime. Best of luck covering the Gold Cup. Come on, USA. And again, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Yeah, my pleasure. And maybe next time we won't have a fire alarm the whole time.
Hey, what's a little adversity? We battled through. Come on, let's have it.
Definitely.
Brian McBride, huge thanks to him. We're back with you after this on World Soccer Talk Radio, talking USA Women with Kardik Krishnayar. Stay tuned.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Plus, you can redeem any amount, anytime, and your rewards never expire. You might say your love for Discover will double. Just some of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer for new card members. Limitations apply.
Welcome back in to World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Find us on Twitter at World Soccer Talk. Find me on Twitter, Nate Abarea, at Nate WST. Thanks for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Thanks to Brian McBride for joining us earlier in the show. Kardik Krishnayar is now with us, and I think we're going to be talking... Yep, USA Women. Indeed. World Cup champions 2015. Kardik, I got to ask you the first thing. I was thinking about this yesterday. Wanted to ask you this. How's that killer instinct looking for the USA? Everyone wanted to talk about this killer instinct that was nowhere to be found for the entire World Cup. How are we feeling about the killer instinct after yesterday's final, sir?
Well, my hashtag Free Carly that I tried to get trending about a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago, which didn't really work to get trending, but people started talking about Carly Lloyd. It's funny. I started this thing, this hashtag, on a Tuesday. On Wednesday, I was in Orlando for Orlando and whoever was playing Colorado, an MLS game. And people in press box are saying, yeah, we agree with you. Jill Ellis has to make that tactical change. Well, guess what? And then people start talking about Carly Lloyd the next couple of days. Okay, she needs to be free, like I was saying, free Carly. What ended up happening was because Lauren Cheney was suspended, Lauren Holiday, she was Lauren Cheney, she's married now, Lauren Holiday was suspended, Jill Ellis was forced to put Morgan Brian in the team for the game against China. And guess what? Carly Lloyd was a completely different player going forward from the quarterfinals onward. I guess we give Jill Ellis credit because it would have been very easy to go back to that 4-4-2, stick with the 4-4-2, drop Morgan Brian, bring Holiday back in, or keep Brian, not bring Holiday back in. Seeing how Brian was able to play kind of a soul-holding role and allow Lloyd to get forward, she made the change to the 4-5-1 or the 4-3-3. It played like a 4-5-1 at times. And that gave Carly Lloyd and Lauren Holiday, who scored four of the five goals last night, those two players, the freedom to go forward, Morgan Brian holding. There were times Morgan Brian made runs forward, Carly Lloyd pulled back. We saw that on the attack that led to the first goal on the corner. Morgan Brian pushes forward, Allie Krieger finds her in space. She creates the corner, and Rapino, your Redding, California girl, finds Lloyd, and the rest is history.
Kartik Krishnayer is giving shout-outs to Redding, California, where it's 112 degrees, and we are trying to get Megan Rapinoe Day into the city council. We need a Megan Rapinoe Day in Redding, California, without a doubt. Hey, you know what's interesting, Kartik? You said something there about Jill Ellis where you're like, I don't know whether or not to give her credit or what the feeling is here. And Brian McBride actually just brought this up a few minutes ago, and that is that, you know, call it fortuitous, but Jill Ellis did make some good moves, but some of them were because of injury and suspension, and they ended up working out incredibly well for the USA. And so on a couple levels, on the tactical side of things and in the pure, God, not to overstate this or get too mean to the world here, but throwing two big old middle fingers up to the world, how you like me now, how about our team now, how you like your killer instinct now. How do you think Jill Ellis is feeling right now, Kartik?
I think she's feeling vindicated. And again, I stand by what I said about her earlier in the tournament. In fact, I was on a show after the Colombia game, a post-game show on another network, I won't name it. But basically, I said, I have one issue with her. Everybody has like five, six, seven different issues with her. Earl Abbey's not being used correctly. Alex Morgan isn't being used correctly. My issue was Carly Lloyd. I made that very clear, that the way Carly Lloyd was being used almost as a second holding midfielder, playing in a withdrawn role, was to me the problem. You let her lose, the U.S. is the best team in the world. That's what I said then, and not that she listened to me, but she was forced to make the change we talked about, and it happened. I think another interesting little dynamic that she saw was that in the China game, when she was forced to start Amy Rodriguez, there was a lot of pace on the pitch. I mean, Amy's not the best finisher. We know that. I've seen that for years. Although she does okay with FC Kansas City. But the pace she injected into the team against China really kind of changed the complexion of that game. So going forward, if you have Rapinoe on one wing and you have Tobin Heath on another, and you've got Alex Morgan who can run as that central forward, you're able to play with a lot more pace. You're able to press higher up the pitch. You're able to create turnovers. You're able to play with the ball in the opposition half, which is what happened against Germany and what happened in the first 20 minutes against Japan. And I have to say, the U.S. just waxed Germany as far as I'm concerned. That was a great performance. Germany wasn't at the races the entire game. I know there were some controversial calls, but I don't think Germany was at the races. And the Japan game was very satisfying, the way we came out for the first 20 minutes. Japan was good at times in that game. They've been the other great team in world football. Japan and the U.S. have met in the last three finals, but the U.S. did what it had to do also defensively against Japan, because they like to push the ball into wide areas. They like to build up their attack, particularly from Miyama's side, from the left side. And Ali Krieger had a great game, snuffing out a lot of that danger.
Carly Lloyd became a legend yesterday, without a doubt. And it was obviously the greatest performance in women's World Cup final history. So I started thinking back through the memory bank and looking things up on the men's side, going, God, is this the greatest single human being performance in the history of World Cup finals, going all the way back even on the men's side to 1930 in Uruguay. And it's funny, the only other one that I could think of, this got so good the more I looked into it and thought about it, the only one I could think of off the top of my head was Pelé for Brazil at 17 years old, it should be said. Pelé for Brazil over Sweden in the 1958 World Cup final. Pelé scored a brace that day in that game against Sweden, including one of the greatest goals in World Cup history. Beautiful chip up over a defender.
I think we've all seen that goal.
Exactly. One of the greatest goals of all time. Pelé was 17 when he scored it. But this is what got awesome about it. That was the only other performance on the men's or women's side that I could think of from an individual in a World Cup final. You know what the final score was in that game? Brazil 5, Sweden 2. So, I mean, it got better and better. I got to throw this right to you, Karnik. Greatest performance in World Cup final history from a male or female yesterday from Carly Lloyd? I mean, how legendary are we talking about?
We're talking about code number one with that Pelé performance against Sweden. That's long been regarded as the single best individual performance in a World Cup. I guess because it was the final, people say that, but in a World Cup game, full stop. Now, I think we add Carly Lloyd to that mix. I have to say, also, I mean, I've taken a lot of heat for saying this on Twitter yesterday and other social media outlets. I really think the last two women's finals, now maybe it's just because Japan and the United States are both very entertaining and very good, but the last two women's finals, the quality of the two games have just blown the men's finals out of the water. Now, again, maybe it's just these two teams. Maybe it's not, that's what some people told me after, saying, well, maybe it's not the women's game as a whole. Maybe you're giving the women's game too much credit. If it were Germany and England, maybe the final would have been different. It wouldn't have been like this. Maybe it's just Japan and the U.S. are this entertaining and this good. But they're more entertaining than men's international teams. I'm sorry. I really believe that. Both these teams did their part in the last two World Cup finals.
Well, this is interesting, Karnik. I was going to ask you about this, and you've been quite brutally honest and very candid in some of your articles that you've recently penned about this topic. And what kind of blows me away about it, I was really enjoying reading some of this stuff, it's the fact that, and we've talked about this, I mean, within the last couple of weeks on this show, that the women's game, based on the speed of play and the type of soccer that gets played, is actually, in many ways, a far more physical, cagey, gritty brand of soccer. And so the irony that then in the women's finals of all the games in this tournament, it's the final, and you go back to 2011, and this wide open flowing play seemingly comes out of nowhere. I mean, I say it came out of nowhere. Where do you think it came from? Because it doesn't add up, because we talk about the women's game as such a defensive battle and such a chess match in so many ways in comparison to the men's game. Where does this come from when it's USA Japan?
I think it's two things. The U.S. has the best individual set of talent in the women's game, without question. The best development program through the years, the best of everything, the most professional players, although obviously we talk about Germany, France, England starting to catch up with that, Japan starting to catch up with that. And then you have Japan, who is the Barcelona or the Spain of women's soccer, of women's football. They're the team that can control possession. They're the team whose touches all make sense. Even yesterday when they're chasing the game, they're playing a lot of long balls, but they're not playing England long balls. This is the English men's team. Let's hoop it up to Heskey or to Andy Carroll. Let them lay it off. These were like probing, perfectly placed, thoughtful long balls to wide players who then built up play. The U.S. usually stuffed it out. But I think it's these two teams, as I think about it. I obviously, in the euphoria of the moment, said, oh, this is great. The women's game is better. I think it's when these two teams play, just because of the individual talent of the United States and the collective discipline or collective style of Japan. That having been said, when we've seen Spain in major international competitions, even when they've won it, they never quite put on some of the show that Japan did in this World Cup and in the last World Cup. So maybe it is the women's game. I don't know. But I think it's good to have these two teams in the final. I don't think Germany nor England would have been necessarily this explosive.
Well, how about it? The USA win the World Cup, England take third place. You know it has to be the Women's World Cup. Oh, sorry, that was a low blow on everybody there. No, come on, USA, England, 2018 in Russia. I'm calling the final right now. That's right, the Stars and Stripes against the Three Lions in Moscow. You heard it right here, 3 years in advance on World Soccer Talk Radio. Come on, USA, come on, England. Kartik Krishnayer, before we let you go, we got to talk about Abby. She's been such a, I mean, I don't know whether to call it polarizing or controversial. I mean, she's so beloved. It's been such a, the only word I can think of as far as this tournament for Abby Wambach, it's been kind of weird. It's been weird on quite a few levels. It ends with her in some of the most beautiful pictures that you could ever imagine, holding the American flag. I mean, just celebrating with her teammates. With the way this tournament went, I mean, talk about what the USA winning yesterday. What do you think it meant to Abby Wambach, and how is she going to go down? What's her legacy going to be remembered as a result of the U.S. winning the World Cup?
This World Cup was for her. Winning this World Cup was for her. She's arguably the greatest women's player. She's at least the greatest women's attacking player in history. I think maybe Michelle Akers is in that mix, right? So she's up there, and Martha, obviously, as well. Those would be your top three all time. This is about winning her a World Cup. This was about her leading the stage as a champion. She's won everything else in the women's game. This was about her winning this. And for the United States, it was about rewarding a generation that has been very, very good. And was the oldest team in this tournament. And we've talked at length about the United States and being caught by France, by Germany, potentially by England, certainly by Japan, in the overall picture of the women's game. But this generation of players deserved a World Cup. They had their chance in 2011, fell just short. 2007 just had a disastrous performance against Brazil in the semifinals, but until that point had been very good in that tournament, better than they had been in this tournament, actually, for most of the way. So it was about Abby and the generation, and it means so much. I think it meant more for the players to win it for Abby than anything else. I think this World Cup was always about her winning it.
Cheers to Abby. Cheers to Carly. Cheers to gangster rap Rapinoe Noir, my favorite of all, Megan Rapinoe, Shasta County's finest. Cheers to you, Jill Ellis. Talk about vindication, as Kartik Krishnayer put it. Jill Ellis has got to be feeling mighty nice right now, saying, yeah, how about that killer instinct now? 5 goals, 5-2 victory over Japan in the World Cup final. Come on, you beautiful, beautiful American women. What a performance up there at BC Place. Kartik Krishnayer, thank you so much for joining us. Great job on Rabble TV, by the way, yesterday with the call on the World Cup final. And we will talk again soon, sir.
Great. Thank you, Nate.
Another huge thank you to Kartik Krishnayer. We're back to close this thing out on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, USA, USA. Come on.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Another huge thank you to Kartik, Krish, Nair, the Killer K's of FLA for joining us in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. And another huge thank you to one of the greatest to ever strap on a pair of boots and run out on the pitch for the U.S. men's national team, Mr. Brian McBride. Brian, best of luck to you with the All-State Gold Cup Trophy Tour. And talk about battling through adversity. Brian doing that entire interview as his hotel just happened to be testing the fire alarm system. Talk about battling through. Well done, Mr. McBride. Even after his playing career, he's still the grittiest man alive. You gotta love it. Thanks to you, Mr. McBride. One last huge congratulations to the United States Women's National Team. 2015 Women's World Cup champions up there in Canada. What a final it was. Tip of the cap to you, ladies. And you know what? I'm going to give a little self-promotion to really, really give you a nice ending to this one. I got laughed at by thousands of people on Twitter when I said that Chile was going to win Copa America. Who's the one laughing now? Come on, Chile. You got to love it. World Soccer Talk Radio signing off for the producer, Scott Cutty. My name is Nate Averea. Talk to you tomorrow. Cheers.